Have you had a more frustrating game before where you knew what was at stake and come out on the wrong side the way you did?
There's been a lot of frustrating games this year. So this ranks up there, though, just with how important the game is to us. And that 3-2 lead at home going into the third and a must win for us, and to give it up like we did, it's that's frustrating to say the least.
We've talked about how much experience you do still have in that room. You've been through these sort of situations before. With that in mind, how much does it surprise you the way that you did play defense?
Well, I don't know. They scored, they got those two quick goals in the third. But ultimately, in the end, it's you have to keep the puck out of the net if you want to win. That's it. So in our last two games, we've scored three. In the past, when we've made a commitment to play D, we've won those games. Regardless, we've gotten points out of those games. But to give up 5, 5, and 5, it's all of a sudden defending hasn't become important. And if you're not going to defend, you're not going to win. And so that's where I think the guys got to get that back inside them, because you look at the stretch of 15 to 17 games prior to these three, it was 1-1-2-1, and we won. But it seems now it's got to be 6-5 or it's not fun. And that's how it used to be here for a long time. And we're going nowhere if that's the attitude we're going to have.
Is there any more symbolic play than watching the puck go off your defenseman's glove and don't open net to seal?
I don't know. That's at that point. Bottom line is we had power play and a half before that went in. We didn't get a shot on goal. And that's when your big player's got to step up. And who knows you're going to score. Power plays go to 20%, so you got a 1 in 5 chance. But we got to make an effort to score, and we didn't. The only shot on goal on those power plays was the one that went in the net against us. And it's that's a little bit frustrating, but they gave us a chance to come back and do it. We couldn't do it. But ultimately, we can look here. For me, the most telling stat was, they had 25 block shots. We had 6. So I just showed you the mentality of what went on tonight.
How do you keep them now from not getting too down, because you have a big game coming on Thursday in Boston?
They're professionals. And there's a lot of guys in there, working their tail off. It was a pretty fast game, but we they had a bunch of guys out there that could skate. It turned into a little bit of a track meet at times, but that's when you have to buckle down and not let it become that. And we spent a lot of time in their end, but ultimately we couldn't get much through because they were defending. And you can sit in your end all night if you're going to defend. And then you come out and just go down the ice and score, and that's what they did. And we, I think we're too worried about scoring goals instead of keeping them out of our own net.
Do you think the effort was there? I mean, you mentioned the shot.
Well, that's, the guys, it's, blocking shots, it's going to be fearless to do that. And it's getting in lanes and it's doing, those type of things that help you win games. And is 6 block shots, that's an extremely low number, and that's not how it is every night for us, but we needed it to be higher than that. And as I said, it's were their shots just getting through? They had 30 plus shots, but they didn't have much more attempts. I think they only had 45 attempts during the game. That's a really good number. So you look at that and say, okay, we only gave that team 45 attempts, but ultimately, we didn't block enough and too many shots at the net. That was it.
I mean, you're no further out than you were before. I mean, that's small.
Yeah, but we're running out of real estate. That's the issue.
Thank you, Sean.